When you were raising your children, did people say to you that they looked like one parent or another?
Yeah. My boys both look like their dad, and my girls all look like my brothers and sisters' kids. Yeah. And I carried them, and none of them look like me. But I heard that a lot. Of course, as my girls have grown up, they resemble me quite a bit.
Yeah. Right. You mentioned that you were born in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Up in what's the name of that? Or what?
It was the Alamosa Community Hospital.
Okay, is that still up there?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Were most children around here born in hospitals, you think?
Or? Yes.
Okay. Were many born at home, or any that you can think of?
There's a family here in town that is just a couple of years older than I am, and I think all of their children, but one and maybe two,
mm-hmm.
she had at home.
Okay.
Well, but they are the exception to the rule. Okay. Most babies are born in the hospital.
So you don't have somebody like a midwife around here?
No.
Have you ever heard of that, like, earlier maybe?
I don't know. I know Jack Dempsey was delivered by a midwife.
Yes.
Yeah, she made 25 cents. And he was an 11-pound baby. Suppose she earned it? I would say.
Yeah. Did you know her name? Do you know her name?
Whose name?
The midwife.
I don't. Okay. I don't. And to my knowledge, you have never read it. No. So I just don't know.
Yeah, she earned it. It's a big baby. How big did he get anyway?
In his prime, when he took the title in 1919, he was 24 years old, and he stood about 6 foot 187,
okay.
which is not heavyweight by today's standards.
No. Okay. I know nothing. Well, before I get into what I know nothing about, let me ask you about your marriage. Were you married in a church?
I was married in my parents' home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty common, or are people married in churches?
Around here, I would say the majority of people are married in churches. Mm-hmm. The LDS youth are very encouraged to be married in one of the LDS temples
okay.
that are around.
Okay.
I was married at home.
Okay. Did you have people stand up for you when you got married?
Like my maid of honor?
Yeah.
I did. My older sister was my maid of honor.
Did your husband have somebody?
His younger brother was his best man.
Okay. Was it a pretty small affair then?
Actually, I am the fourth of eight, and my husband is the first of seven.
Yeah.
And so nothing that we do is ever a small affair if both families are together. But
yeah, right.
It was very private and very close.
Okay. Are families around here typically pretty big?
Probably not as much now as they used to be.
Okay. Now, this is the part I don't know. I know nothing about the church service for the Latter-day Saints. Could you tell me a little bit about that? Are they like that, do you know? Or?
My best friend in school was Catholic, and I got to attend a lot of masses and stuff like that with her. And yet, over the last 30 years, I don't know how maybe the Catholic religion has changed, or
yeah.
if it has at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want specifically about the church.
I'm wondering what the service is like. Is there a sermon? Is there a...
Okay. Our sacrament meeting is presided over by the bishopric, and is usually conducted by one of the members of the bishopric, consisting of three people, a bishop and two counselors.
Okay.
Our sacrament service consists of an opening prayer, an opening hymn. Then if there's any ward business that needs to be done, if any child has been baptized or any child has been born and needs blessed or confirmed or whatever, that can be done the first Sunday of every month, which is called the Fast and Testimony Meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Then the sacrament is prepared and is passed by deacons of the church.
Okay.
Deacons and teachers, that's their job. Where the Catholic congregation go up and receive the bread and the water.